Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. The seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to the other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations and the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. And he touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven."
I saw the Lord seated on his throne. He was clothed in glory and exalted
Oh.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come.
Like you.
Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same. Trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, my precious Jesus,
Oh, for grace to trust him. I want to shine the light you give through your Son. You sent to save us from ourselves and our despair. Comforts me to know you're really there. I want to thank you now for being patient with me. Lord, it's so hard to see when my eyes are on me. I guess I'll have to trust and just believe what you say. You're coming again, coming to take me away. I guess I'll have to trust. Just believe what you say. You're coming again, coming to take me away. I trust you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I trust you, Lord. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, to be in his presence. Hallelujah, first thing in the morning, at least in the United States, it's 5. It's almost 5 a.m. And we bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. How great and awesome is our God. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. It is so sweet. It is so sweet to trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without God, where would we be? We need him. I know I need him. Every minute, every second, every hour, I cannot make it without him. He's my all in all. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. We want to say good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Today is the second day of the awakening of the body of Christ service. Hallelujah. I don't like to call things program because when you call it program, that means you have you're not allowing the Holy Ghost to move. Or may I say this, is the second day of the move of the Holy Spirit without any restrictions. Hallelujah. Because this service is to honor Jesus Christ, to awaken the body of Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The awakening of the body of Christ, our guest speaker today, this morning, is our Bishop Alexander Kwame Ajapong. Today is day two. Yesterday we had a great time in the presence of the Lord. The scripture in Isaiah 52 verse 1 says, awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. But there shall no more come unto you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Welcome. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. And we bless and welcome each and every one of you this morning. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We glorify your name. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, O God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence. Good morning. We acknowledge your presence this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we thank you for what you're about to do in this service to your servant, true bishop this morning. Hallelujah, your humble servant, your son. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're about to do through him this morning. Father God, we bless you for those that are here right now waiting to hear what thus says the Lord. Father, keep our hearts open to receive, oh God, and give us not only revelation, but understanding and application of your word, that we will heed the voice of Almighty God, by the Holy Ghost, helping us to do what thus says the Lord. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. We desire to do your will. We desire to be in your presence 24/7. It is not about us, but it is about you and your kingdom, O God. O Father God, we decrease, O God, you take over, O God, in the name of Jesus. Move in our homes. Move on the social media platform. Move, O Holy Ghost. We want a mighty move on the telephone line. Mighty move in the media. Holy Ghost, let your fire fall, Holy Spirit. We have come here to hear your voice. Hallelujah. We have come here to worship, to honor, to adore you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for your presence, for in presence. Hallelujah. There is fullness of joy. We thank you, O Holy Ghost. We bless your name. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on each and every one of us. Let our minds be renewed. So receive. We open our hearts to receive. And you get the glory. You get the honor. This is not just a one-time thing, but let us live holy and righteous, always in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's children say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm about to open the line this morning for our Bishop Alexander Kwame Ajapong, Bishop Alexander Kwame Ajapong, all the way from Cobrado, Ghana, hallelujah. He is the chief executive at World Revolution Institute, the pastor at the Garment of Grace International Church, executive president at Garment of Grace International Church in God, all the way, hallelujah, from Ghana, West Africa, our friend, our partner, our brother. We are so excited to have him this morning. I was taken aback yesterday. I don't know about you all, but I was. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed great food for the morning to keep us going, hallelujah. Let this seed, the word, be planted and rooted in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I'm going to open the line for our bishop, hallelujah, Alexander Kwame Ajapong, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Only once again, I come to Yam, where I am here for the communist peace. Kagan, that awakening of the body of Christ. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause your face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nation be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nation upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God.
Conference recording started.
Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67, 1 to 7. Praise the name of the living God. God bless you once again, Apostle Marco and Apostle Ivan. God, Richard, bless you guys for the great work you are doing for the Most High God. God bless you. God bless you. And I am that I am prayer, 7 o'clock ministry leaders, God, Richard, bless you for this opportunity given unto me. Oh, God bless you. I thank God for your life. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, bless and glorify thee for the things you have done and what you are doing and what you are about to do. We magnify you once again as you have come to your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we praise the Lord, receive your glory. We magnify and exalt thee. As the psalmist says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all your benefit? Father, what shall we render unto you? We say we lift up the form of salvation. We lift up your name. We declare your mighty works in the land of the living. We let people know for certain that you are the creator of all things and you are the possessor of them all. We magnify you, O God. We bless and glorify thee in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, indeed, you are the Most High God. Yes, indeed, you are the King of glory. Yes, indeed, you are our creator, the possessor of everything. Be magnified, O God. Be exalted for the great things you are doing in your life, protecting your demon life, Lord, with a change of mind, a change of mind. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for people this morning. Lord, I come on to you this morning, and I ask the Lord, bless your people. Lord, renew, oh God, our interest once again. Renew our interest, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, renew our interest, oh God. Renew our interest, Lord. Revive our interest. Lord, restore any lost power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the lost interest, Lord, about you, about the church, about your kingdom. Lord, renew it, oh God. Renew, restore in the mighty name of Jesus, and revive everything concerning us, Lord. That we will stand and listen to and declare your mighty words. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you and I bless you. I magnify your name. I come against all powers of darkness. I pray that let them bow, because the Bible said itself before, that you are the one that created the blacksmith, and the blacksmith came, and Father, you asked him to create the weapon to the sword, and the Bible said you created a waster, to use a weapon, Father, this was the Bible said, whatever weapon that is functioning, and has been a fight against us, shall not stand, let every weapon be destroyed, we set on fire the weapons of war, every demon weapon, we set on fire. In the name of Jesus, we destroy their powers, oh God. And we ask the Lord, let your word all be seen. Magnify yourself this morning. Touch lives, oh God. Transform lives, oh God. Lord, heal the sick, Lord. Let the blind see. Let the blind see. Let the lame walk. Let every sick man, God, person be healed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind demon power behind sickness. Every disease and infirmity, Lord, touch your people. And let them experience, Lord, transform their mind today. Transform the minds of the people. Lord, renew our mind of God. In the name of Jesus, that today we'll experience you once again. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you and I bless you. I give you glory and honor. As your word is coming forth, Father, confirm your word with signs and wonders. For your word is already anointed. Father, anoint my tongue, this tongue of clay, and let your word flow, that your people will understand. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, Lord. I bless you. Forget this you are doing in the lives of people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you once again for joining me. You shall be fruitful. You shall prosper. You shall multiply. And you shall achieve success. In the name of Jesus, you shall be highly exalted. You shall be lifted up on high. In the name of Jesus, you shall be very high. And nothing can bring you down. Listen, at the greatest and most complete and the best possible level of your life and ministry, many will be filled with emotional impact of overwhelming, listen to me, surprise or shock. Mighty men, great people, great men, will stand confounded and speechless in your presence. For they shall see what you have not seen. And they shall consider with full attention what they have not heard. The Lord bless you. The Lord magnify and may his face shine over you and be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. You know, yesterday we spoke about the kingdom, the awakening of the body of Christ, or the awakening of the kingdom of God. The awakening of the body of Christ. We have come your way this morning to you. You know, the Bible says, our text is Isaiah, the 52 verse, and the first, the 52 chapter, and the first verse. He said, Isaiah 52 verse 1. Awake, put on your strength. Oh Zion, put on your beautiful garment, oh Jerusalem, the holy city, for there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hallelujah. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. Praise God. Yesterday we came to have the understanding of the seed, the awakening and the kingdom or the body of Christ. Praise God. You know what? I said awakening means interest, renewed interest in something. So it is our desire It is hard that the Lord will renew your interest. The Lord will renew your interest about His kingdom, the church. Hallelujah. The time has come, the thing has come, that your interest must be renewed. Praise God. And we spoke about the church or the kingdom of God. And we say the church is a spiritual realm, or the kingdom of God is a spiritual domain over which God is sovereign. It's a spiritual domain over which God reigns as king and controls the affairs of the affairs and fulfillment of His will on the face of earth. And He said, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in you, in your heart, among you, and surrounds you. He said, there is four realms. There are four realms. You know, listen to me. And I said, what provokes us to acknowledge God is always in us. What provokes us to acknowledge God, that He is the greater of all things, is always in us. So they said, we should know that the kingdom is in us. And I call Romans chapter 1, that what the Bible says, that when we seek God, we didn't acknowledge Him. That is why God left us, for us to use our body for anything. You know what? Let me talk to you. I spoke about this. That you are awake. To be awake. That a church, we see the church standing, is for us to desire the reign of God. It is for us to desire the reign of God. I said yesterday that we see desire the reign of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. To be recognized, to be preached, and to be obeyed in four realms on the earth. Four realms on the earth. And yesterday we spoke about that there are four realms. I spoke about one, but I put it in the place of that. The one. Listen carefully. Let me talk to you about what really is God's will. When we say God is will, what actually is it? The reign of God is a dynamic move. It's a dynamic move of forgiveness, salvation, and righteousness. The reign of God, we see, when we see God reigning, it means that the Lord has forgiven the sins and the iniquities of the people. The Lord has bring His salvation, and the Lord has removed His righteousness over the people. So when you see the church, the Lord has forgiven the sins of the people. He has called them. He had called out ones. So the Lord has called us. So it means that the Lord is winning. That's what Jesus said. When you are going to pray, when you are entering into prayer, acknowledge God as your Father. It means God has come and called us and adopted us for us to be His sons and daughters. This morning, unless you don't understand this, you are not a child of God. But when you understand this through the Lord Jesus, you will be accepted and you will be bringing into this kingdom. And the Lord Most High God will be your Father. So acknowledge Him as your Father. So when you are praying as your Father, then He rule and reign over you. Oh Lord, the reign of God is here with us. He is here with us. The reign of God is here with us. And the reign of God this morning, I came to make this declaration, that the reign of God is ready to break forth. The reign of God is ready to break forth in the name of Jesus. I declare the reign of God over the life of every single person. Listen and watch me. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the reign of God be released over your life. May the Lord reign over you, Jesus said. If you pray, acknowledge God as your Father. You don't need a protocol. I don't need a protocol to go to God. You don't need a protocol to go to God. You need to go to acknowledge Him as your Father. Hallelujah. Be it to the name of the Most High God. So, beloved, Jesus said, we pray, your Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Praise God. We spoke about this for rent. And I said the rent of Jerusalem. And the rent of Jerusalem, I told you that it is you and I.
Conference muted. Conference recording started.
As individual, the reign of Jerusalem is you and I as individual. Remember the Bible says about Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is a chosen city where the name of the Lord is. So the Lord has chosen you that his name will be in you. Remember the Bible says God doesn't dwell in a burden created by human hands. So he lives in you, he lives in me. So the reign of Jerusalem is you. You need to be transformed. Apostle Paul said the other day, be ye renewed by your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So until we are changed, we will never experience the power. We will never know the church and never understand the glory of the Most High God. So remember, when we talk about Jerusalem, we are talking of the Holy City. You as a person, I as a person, individual, we need to acknowledge our lives. We need to change. We have to be transformed. When we are transformed, then we'll go to the message by transforming others. But if you are not being transformed, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, if you're not accepted, how can you transform others? How can you transform others? Hallelujah. About the realm of Judah and Judah. And Judah means our second of influence, the second realm. The second realm is Judah. The Judah or the Judah means our second of influence. When you are changed, you need to change those around you. You have to change your immediate family. If your wife is not changed, your husband has not changed, you need to try and do everything possible to change them. Pray for them. Let the Lord touch them. If you change your immediate family, your children, your wife, your husband, if you're able to change them, then you move to the third realm is Samaria. Then your friends around you must experience the change. You are listening to me. Your first ministry of God. My humble submission. Can I say this? Now listen, if I want to see your real ministry, not the church, not the church of Jesus Christ, if I want to know that really God has called you into ministry and you are doing ministry for God, I want to see your family. Who is your wife? Who is your husband? Who are your children? Does your children obey? Does your children submit to your authority? If there is respect, if they don't make me that you are paid to be a minister, remember Paul spoke to Timothy that if somebody chooses to be a minister, a bishop, that person is supposed to handle his very home. And if that person cannot manage his home, he don't qualify to be a minister. The reason why the church is weak is because we cannot change our people. We haven't changed our home and we want to change people. Who is your husband? Who is your wife? Can I talk to you? If your wife doesn't look just like you, you're fair. If your husband doesn't look just like you, you're fair. Trust me. This is written. Yes, it's right in the scriptures. So if I come to you, don't go and show me the congregation you have. That is the church of Jesus Christ. That is for the Lord Jesus. It's not for you. Show me your home. Let me see your wife. Let me see your children. How do they react? So you need to change your immediate family. The realm of Judah means immediate family. Remember that the word Judah means the praised one. Judah is the son, the fourth son of Jacob. When Jacob called his son to come before him and to tell them what is about to happen to them in the near future, he said, Judah, your children shall praise you. Your babies shall praise you. So people have to praise your family. People have to praise your sons and daughters. People have to praise you through your wife and your husband. Are you a minister? Have you changed? Have you gone to the first realm, that is Jerusalem? If you have gone through the mail, you'll be able to transform your wife, to transform your husband, to transform your kids. So people will praise you to them. When I come to you, I will know for certain that indeed, when everything is in order in your home, then the church is supposed to be well. Because what you do is going to be transferred to the church. Don't tell me, no, the church, I have to work on the church and make it. No. It is never done in the world that Jesus promised them in Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Let's read this scripture and I'll come to you. Open the Bible to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Let me put on my garden. Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. And let's start from reading from verse 45. When Jesus was about to leave the earth, look at what, when he met the guys, the two guys on the road of Emmaus, look at what he said, verse 45. Let's start from verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, that it is written, and that it behold Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead, the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Beginning at Jerusalem. So if you can't start from Jerusalem, you can't go to Judea. Change first. Change come from you first. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endowed with the power from on high. So he means that we have to be in Jerusalem. So when we are transformed, then we need to come to the immediate family. Your wife needs to be like him. Your husband needs to be like him. Your kids must obey you, must submit to authority. So if your world is not right, beloved, I'm sorry to announce you, it is difficult for you to become a man of God or a woman of God. It's very difficult for you. May the Lord have mercy upon us. This very morning, may the Lord Most High have mercy upon us. So the praise for people who praise you because of your family. People who praise you because of your wife. People who praise you because of your husband. People who praise you because of your kids. Because they are behaving well. You will tell me, no, you have done everything possible for God to transform, but they are not being transformed. You can have a religious coach. You can coach me. You can listen to me. This is what it is. And it is what it must be. And it is what it is. It is simple. So when you want to transform Samaria, the circle, within your circle of people, your friends need to see you and they have to change. People around you must see. Your kingdom is within them. They knew God. But they want you. They want you. They want to see something. They want to see your character, your behavior, and your attitudes to be transformed. Then you move to the fourth. The third one, I said, among our circle of people. Now the fourth realm is the world. Now everybody wants to become a great man. Everyone wants to have a big church. Beloved of God, it is my submission to you. It is good to have a congregation, a 10,000 congregation, a big church. But what makes a big church? What makes a big church? It is not the number of people. It is about how the people have been transformed to be able to walk in the things of God, to be able to understand God. The congregation is good, but it must be nothing. Praise God. Beloved, let me take you through something this morning. The content of all what we have planned to bring to your doorstep throughout this program we have organized. We are not going to end this service when God permits you to come your way once again. That's the content. All the content. The first thing is a week. We will speak about a week as I spoke to you about yesterday. The second, put on the garment. Put on our strength. Listen to me today. The strength we when we are transformed, we put on our strength. Our strength is the forgiveness the Lord has given us. And that is our beautiful garment. So listen to me. Read the contents once a week. We speak about our strength. We put on the beautiful garment. And then we'll come to talk about uncircumcised people who have come into the church. They have created themselves into the church. Unaware, they have come into the church. And they have discerned the church. And we also work in the things that they are doing. Lord, we have to be careful. They are all mixed multitudes. They are called mixed multitudes. Be careful about the mixed multitudes. Now we are bringing the word into the church. So the word is in the church and the word cannot hold. Beloved, be careful of what you are believing and trusting that this is what it must be. The uncircumcised people, they are in the church now. And the unclean people, and these people, I call them the outsiders. They have not changed. Listen to me. They are not Christians. They are not the people that God knew them. They have not repented. And they have come into the church. And they want to tell you that this is the right thing to do. And to also pain them. The reason why the church is weak is because we have never encountered him. We have to put in the man. We have to put on our garments. We have not. Praise God. So Isaiah says, awake. Awake. Put on your strength. So we have already tackled awake. That our lost interest, the Lord must bring back our lost interest. The Lord must bring back our lost interest. So now, we are going to be on what I call the same. For one more thing, the church must stop sleeping. And if I tell the church must stop sleeping, you must stop sleeping. You are sleeping. Get up now. Awake from your sleep. Awake. Get up from your sleep. The church must stay awake. The church must stay awake for our present condition. The church must stay awake to the sound of the trumpet. The church must stay awake to the sound of the trumpet. Praise God. Now put on your strength. Somebody is asking, what is this strength? What is the strength? Beloved, our strength is nothing. Our strength is the truth of the gospel. Our strength, the power that we have, the authority that we have, the dominion that we can dominate things based on the truth of God. We need to know the truth. Remember Jesus said, when someone asks, show us the Father, and that is all. Show us the way to the Father, and that will be all for us. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. This morning, nobody can go to God. Nobody can experience God except through the Lord Jesus. That is why that when we are awake, guess what it is? It means that we are desiring the reign of God through the Lord Jesus. And he said, I am the way, the truth. God, that the pilot said, what is the truth? You said you came to bear witness to the truth. So what is the truth? This morning, church, we need to know the truth of God. The truth is our strength. If we know the truth, if you and I will know that God is truth, I can just show you no power can withstand us. And no uncircumcised can come to us. No unclean person can come to us because we know that who has called us. And we have come under his umbrella. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, let me take you to something this morning. The truth about the Lord Jesus. The truth about God. Nobody knows what we are talking about. And if they know, they don't want to apply this. I came to assure you this morning, unless we come to know these truths, Pilate says, what is this truth? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What is this truth? Jesus said, I came to bear witness of the truth. So our strength is nothing but the truth. We came to bear witness with Jesus. He said, ye are my witnesses. So if we are bearing witness that Jesus is Lord, then it means this is the truth. Beloved, your church has something to offer, but Jesus has something to offer. And he's the truth. So I am the truth. When we are breaking promises to God, we know and rejected him. And we hatch schemes to bless people. Can I talk to you? Open your Bible. Open your Bible to Isaiah 59. Open your Bible to Isaiah 59. And let's see what the scripture says about Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. I got you now. Let's read from the 13th verse. And let's see what the Lord has for us to speak. You can read from the 9th verse. It's too long for us to go through that. But you go and read and see what the Bible speaks about. The 13th. In transgression and lying against the Lord. And departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. This is what the people were doing. So the verse 1 is spoke about the hand of God not shortened. So the reason we are not experiencing the healing power anymore, and we are manipulating our way to see people healed. You are manipulating our way to lie to people, to prophesy falsely, is because the truth is not working. The truth is not with us. We have kings. We have kings. And we oppress people. And he says, we revolt. We conceive and utter from our hearts false hope. And judgment is taken away backward, and justice stands afar off. For truth is falling in the street. Truth has fallen in the street. This means that if you're going to go to a law court, truth is not working anymore. Everywhere, things are not what it's supposed to be. You know that? Are they not people who are in a law court? When we have problems with people, even in the church, how do you handle it? How do you handle it? Verse 15. Verse 14, and iniquity cannot enter. No, equity cannot enter, sorry. Verse 15, yea, truth fall. And he got the power from evil, make himself a prey. And the Lord saw it and displeased him that there is no judgment. Beloved, truth has fallen in our streets. Truth has fallen. And that is why the Lord is talking to you and I that we should put our strength on. That is your power. That is your strength. You can't leave the truth and do anything. Go and pick up the truth, because the truth is the only thing that we need. Paul said, when he was talking about the weapons of our warfare, remember I spoke in the 2 Corinthians, the mighty God for the souls. When he was attributing this purpose, he said, our warfare, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against these breaking powers. And he said, our weapons, the first weapon that we're supposed to put on is the belt of truth. until we put on truth, until we put on the truth, until we come to put on the truth, we don't have the power anymore. We don't have the power anymore. We don't have what it takes for the world to draw the attention of the world on us. So as a church, I came this morning that we should put on our strength once again. He said, awake, awake, put on your strength. The strength we have is the truth about the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Don't go out there and telling people that said the Lord, once you know it is false, God will never do anything. And the people will begin to abuse the church because there's nothing happening. Something is about to happen. And he said, we should put on our beautiful garments. I'm speaking on our text, Isaiah 52:1. We should put on our beautiful garments. Listen, we have garments that we need to put it on. The third garment, according to the scripture, the third garment is the gift of forgiveness. Then we appear to people that we have been forgiven by the Messiah. We need to appear before God and the people that we have been forgiven by the Lord Jesus. The bloodline says, when you accepted him as the Lord and personal Savior, you have been saved. Hallelujah. Listen, the first garment you need to put on is the garment of forgiveness. The Lord has forgiven our sins. Therefore, there is then no more condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. So the Lord has forgiven our sins this morning. I pray, may God forgive your sins. If only you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior for righteousness. It means that the Lord, when he forgives us, he brought us to his presence, to his kingdom, to his family, and now we are his sons and daughters. And the third garment you have to put on, the garment of salvation. He saves us. And Paul said, we should put on the helmet of salvation. We have to put this on. That wherever we appear, people know for certain we are the saved ones. The redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The redeemed of the Lord. So we are the redeemed. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We are redeemed. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. His goodness has redeemed us. Hallelujah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yes, he has redeemed us. He has redeemed us. And Father, beloved, listen. When we have the truth, when we are awake, we are conscious about ourselves, we are conscious about Christ, and we are putting on the truth, and we are putting on our beautiful garments, the garment of forgiveness, the garment of salvation, the garment of righteousness, then we move to the next stage. The next stage is we don't want to allow any uncircumcised person to enter. It doesn't matter how they can quote the Bible. It doesn't matter how they are eloquent. It doesn't matter how their eloquence it is. Trust me. No. They can't enter because we are conscious about ourselves. We realize our interest about God is not on. Which means that it's not about the things that we put on. It's not about what we eat. It's not about what we drink of the Lord, which is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I declare over somebody's life this morning that may the joy of the Lord be your strength. Beloved, if you base your faith in the things of this world, you fail. Paul said we are most miserable people. If because of the things of this world, we are so happy to serve God, we are the most miserable people upon the face of the earth. So, beloved, when we are conscious of ourselves, when we are putting on the strength and we are put on our beautiful garment, the next stage is we don't want to allow, we should never allow any uncircumcised. Never again will the uncircumcised who once rendered us unwholesome by contaminants, by contamination, pollution, move within us. Today, I pray for the church. Tomorrow, listen to me. I will take it to your place, and then you understand me. I'll bring tomorrow program to an end, and I was thinking to break in two and a husband. That we would say the church is not of what God wants it to be. You understand? Carefully. But this we call, we remove the safety garment on us. And he puts the garment of grace, the garment of salvation on us, the garment that we will never mourn anymore, but will rejoice in the Holy Ghost. So when you go, allow them to come. Then the message is the unclean people. Don't allow any unclean person to enter into you. We have uncircumcised. Remember, these people are not changed. These will not be transformed. But the unclean people, they don't qualify to be in the midst of you. Even if uncircumcised people are never changed, they are not repented, are not supposed to come. What about the unclean? The unclean will never have access to you. And this is a subject, the whole subject of the Bible. What enormous sacrifice. The Bible speaks about these people. That those who have been Christians shall not be in the camp. We should put them outside the camp. We have to say, we are praying that any uncircumcised person in the camp, any uncircumcised person in the church, may not take them out. The Lord take them out of the church. The unclean must come out of the church. The sick people must stay out of the church. They must be out of the camp. Beloved, I came to assure this morning, and it is my desire for you, that the Lord remove all this confusion, all this thought together, all this thought together, that you will attack in the power of the Holy Ghost to begin to declare the mighty words in the land of the great God. I call these people outside. So apostates will never come. When they come with malicious words. They come with malicious words. They come with boxes. My God, their intent are evil. Oh my God. I pray for you this morning. You have a father in your head. And let me pray for you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you have come to your presence, you have caused us to be out. You have caused us to put on the stone. You have caused us to put on a beautiful garment. The garment of forgiveness, the garment of salvation, the garment of righteousness. And Lord God Almighty, you tell me, when we have put all this before, no uncircumcised, no unclean person, that is the outside to come to. In the name of Jesus, by the Son of the Living God, I pray, let them be taken away. Let our purity come forth in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Father, I pray for your people this morning. Whoever is listening to me, get their life, transform them today, and let whatever was for the world to come to realization. My God, manifest in the name of Jesus. I pray for the sick. Let the sick be healed. Let the lame walk. Let the blind see. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing wherever you are. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive that breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus, by the Son of the Living God. Receive your healing in Jesus' mighty name. You are free. If the enemy has shattered you, I break the power and I loose you in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are free. You are free. You are free. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you are free. You are listening. I pray, may the Lord cover you. Cover you with a garment of suffering, with a cup of encouragement. May the Lord cover you with peace, with rest, with abundance, with quiet. May the Lord cover you with everlasting joy. May the Lord cover you with gladness. I pray for you. The Lord cover you with prosperity, with success, with awakening grace. Let the grace that awakens come with you. And the supernatural provision be provided. I pray for supernatural provisions. I pray for supernatural encounter. That from today you will encounter the power of the Most High. In the name of Jesus. Apostle Matthew, I came to assure you today by the lifting of the blood that was shed on the foundation of the world. I am created that the ministry is about to experience something they have never experienced before. I've said before, and today I'm repeating it. God hears the Lord.
God,
Let the light of God continue to shine in and through him for others to see and glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed morning in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you. Thank you, every one of you on the radio, the prayer line. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your kingdom shine.